your senior year of high school.
Happens.
That shit would fucking suck. How embarrassing would that be?
I know people that drop out their senior year.
I've heard too.
What's up, Stoners, Stonettes, Stone Its? We're back for another bonus episode of the Opinionated Stoners. Grab your bunch, your bongs, your papers, your pipes, where the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit, pass that shit, let's start this shit.
And get high and poop.
What?
And
poop.
Mm-hmm.
But no. You don't even just be pooping
Why
like that.
Why did you have to say that?
I don't know.
That was not necessary.
Why is the sky blue? We all have questions that we don't have answers to.
Why can't you poop at a friend's house?
I have before, so.
But you can't. This shit was funny when down. I just knocked on the door. You good? Then you go out. I hate you. No, I can't shit.
Yo, that was like halfway done, too.
I was just checking on you.
Nah, you knew what you was doing.
Checking. This ain't down. How easy it was to disturb you.
You got an ashtray.
Yeah, right. So how y'all been? What's been new?
Not a damn thing.
JP's thinking.
Dude, I don't know, dude. I just been running it up, man, at work. That's it.
Running them hours up?
Hell yeah.
I don't know, man. I just don't always want to work for somebody. I was thinking about how, like...
Dude, I don't either. That's the whole thing with the barbershop. Like, fuck, work for somebody else. I work for myself.
People are always quick to call others sheep. But I started realizing, like, no matter how smart you think you are, if you're going into a job every day, like, kind of sheep-like, too.
Yeah, I'll see.
And not that, you know, I do think that work is necessary. Like, I mean, that just is what it is. The type of work you do, you know, is up to you, but...
Dude, even people that live off the land and don't need money, they still work.
I guess I was thinking about how mechanical I deal with work, mechanically, because, like, I don't hate it while I'm there. It's not that I'm having fun, but I can enjoy my day at the same time, you know, and I'm just, like, here, and this is what I do, and, you know, like, you know, some people just hate it, and they just, like, I mean, you make yourself miserable, too, if you do that shit.
Yeah, dude.
Like, I ain't trying to be miserable.
You don't have to have a bad day at work. Right. Shit can happen, but it's all about how you handle it.
Oh, no, I was just thinking about how my day is just like so mechanical. It's like a machine.
I feel you too, dude. I feel like I'm a different person when I'm in Sphinx.
Yeah, I'm a different person. I fucking wake up without really bitching. I don't really want to be up, don't get me wrong, but you know, it's not like I'm going to just like let everybody.
Right, dude.
I'm not going to let everybody know.
You're letting somebody else. Matter of fact, you're paying somebody else to let you get interrupted by them out of your sleep. That's fucked up, ain't it?
That makes no sense.
I'm confused.
I'm really confused.
Nah, hold up. They're paying you.
They're paying you to be able to interrupt your sleep.
Yeah. For you to do shit, for you to make them money. You're paying them through other people, through the public. I'm paying Sphinx through the public, basically.
You're paying Sphinx through the public, no.
You're yeah,
paying
dude, no.
Through your service. And they're paying you for your service. It's a barter, it's a trade.
Okay, well, alright.
I
if,
just don't
okay.
always feel like the trade is fair.
If we're being technical, is interrupting your sleep a part of the service if you don't fall asleep at work?
Okay, poster.
Like, okay, so
I don't get it.
They're paying you for your service. So is interrupting your sleep part of the service?
Well, I guess that just depends on your schedule.
I mean, look, I'd be at work every day, probably 20 minutes late, but it's cool. But I'd be there.
Some people just be up early. So they work early shifts. Don't mind it. I don't just like
okay, I guess you do get to choose.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it depends. Yeah, I was just thinking about that shit the other day. It was weird. Just coming to, like, conclusions like that.
Right. Yeah, what if half the people you talk to on the phone are robots?
I mean,
what if we're robots? And you don't even know.
Is a robot.
Beep boop.
It's just stiff movements, right? That's all the robot is.
And some beeps and boops and some laser sights out of your eyes.
I just meant the dance things. They're realistic.
And from what I understand, you got to put some batteries up your butt.
Yeah, what batteries?
Energizer at that. Just keep going. Yes, yeah, so I was reading the other day that a former Clemson coach, a Clemson grad at that, Danny Ford, he runs a hemp farm now. And he's suing a company for selling him bad seeds.
Wonder what's considered a bad seed.
They didn't harvest any crop. And they're saying that the people knew it, whoever sold the seeds. They're accusing them of knowing they were bad.
If they can prove that they knew it, but I don't see how you can prove somebody knows something. Unless they have statements saying that they're bad seeds.
Yeah, I don't know. So be interesting to find out. Sometimes I want to keep my own.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. I would sue somebody. Yeah. I wish I could sue people for giving me bad weed.
Apparently, I knew that Danny Ford had been in the hemp business for a few years. I didn't know that the co-owner of it with him is the owner of Denver Downs, who we hear about every Halloween pretty much.
Who is that?
What are they exactly? Are they like a pumpkin patch and fucking hayride
yeah,
type place?
Where are they at?
I don't know. Hear the radio. Hear them on the radio all the time.
Are
I'm
they
sorry
local?
That you don't do anything.
Are they local?
Yeah, they're local.
That's what I was asking. Like, where are they at?
Here.
Well, I know that now.
But not like here.
I mean, yeah, because I don't see any hay. Poop.
Do you have to shit?
Nah.
Like, is that why it's on your mind?
Nah, dude. Breadcrumbs.
He's retarded.
I'm not. Breadcrumbs.
He's retarded. Breadcrumbs?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You'll find out. Breadcrumbs, dude.
I don't want to find out, actually.
Okay. Breadcrumbs, bro.
What's your point?
You know, I'm pretty sure I saw a groundhog the other day.
Okay, what does that have to do with breadcrumbs?
I see groundhogs around here all the time.
It doesn't. What are breadcrumbs?
Fucking little tiny pieces of bread.
What else are they? I mean,
grain?
Metaphorically, what are they?
Money, change, bread. I'm stacking that bread.
What's a sandwich?
Sandwich is pot.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Broken down weed?
No, metaphorically. Not like, not our metaphors, like actual metaphors. Metaphorically. If y'all can't figure it out, then y'all just gonna have to wait. But
I feel retarded.
What are we waiting for? What better time than now?
Because I'm not ready.
We ain't got shit to talk about.
I'm not ready right now.
What we got to talk about then?
Dude, so there's this thing. I try to look it up. My laptop's being slow. I'm about to do it. What do y'all know about camels?
That they store water in their humps?
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Yeah, he just said, like he's a teacher. Like, I'm about to school you, but
right.
Wasn't right. Keep going. I can't wait till you don't get this one. I'm gonna school your motherfucking ass. Hold on. I'm pulling up Google.
Okay, so I spelled camel wrong. Alright, so there is alheim is parasites that affect camels in Saudi Arabia. And it can be lethal. And the only known cure to it is snake venom. So what they did to treat it is they found a snake in the desert, put it in the camel's mouth, and then poured water in it so the camel would swallow it.
What?
And it was alive.
Did it kill it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the part I didn't get. I mean, like, you needed the snake's venom, not the entire snake.
So, if you ate a snake, is it venomized?
Is it venomized? I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I would think that would be poison Like, I think it would still be poisonous. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that for sure, though, as a guess.
You know, if you eat crabs without, like, boiling them alive, I think they'll kill you.
Really?
What?
So you have to boil them alive?
Did you just, like, did you just, like, quit in the end of your sentence?
No, I said they'll kill you.
The crab will kill you?
I mean, if you eat it.
But you just killed it if you ate it.
No, but, like, if you kill it before you boil it.
Something about the meat.
Yeah. Because they release some shit in our system.
Word. I saw this article earlier today about these, they're giant crabs, which they're not giants. They're just bigger than most crabs. I mean, they were a good fucking size, though. They, like, ran up on a family barbecue and got attracted to the smell. But this is in Australia where everything.
That's kind of dope. Dude, did you know crabs were, like, lice for your crotch? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you have it?
Nah.
Have you ever had it?
Nah.
Then why are you bringing it up?
Because it just came to my mind.
He's got it.
And yep. I don't.
You haven't spoke to my doctor, have you?
Why would I need to speak to your doctor?
I don't know. It just answered the phone, like, I left it laying around, and he was like, oh shit, it says doctor, let me answer.
Oh, shit, dude. Hell no, man, nah, dude, that's, no. But I did learn what pie was today.
What pie it was?
Pie. Like, the actual pie and then actual pie.
Pie is 3.14. Mm-hmm. And then pie is something you eat.
Yeah.
I could have told you that.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You now know what pie and pie is.
You know, it's, like, 3.14159. And then I don't know the rest, but.
Yeah. Man, it's an infinite number or some shit, I think. Or just really long or something.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I was thinking about that shit earlier, like. Because I just thought about it, dude. I was like, you know what? What is pi? 3.14. No other decimals have a significant name. Not that I'm aware of. There probably is, but none is as well known as pi.
Yeah, not as well known. If there is, it'd be for a similar reason. Just to have it different.
So then I was like, what the fuck even is pi? Why?
So you Googled it.
Well, not exactly.
He binged it.
I talked to sources. I talked to my source.
Your source?
Yeah. And but I will Google it to confirm it. Anyways.
What's your source?
He said.
The source of the information.
He said pi is. Yeah, it's the circumference to a perfect circle.
Okay.
Well, no, yeah. It's a ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. So, that's why pi's are circle. Because pi is a circle. Dude, how cool is that, man?
I don't know. You brought this up earlier. Like I said, I don't think I could see the first person that made a pie. It's like, yo, man, look at this dessert. See how it's a circle? I call it pie.
Dude, it's possible, dude, because I think, didn't Thomas Edison invent, like, electricity? He was the dude with the lightning bolt. And the key in the kite, right? He did the key on the kite and got electrocuted by a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
No, that's Benjamin Franklin. Thomas Edison, what the fuck did he do?
He stole ideas from Nikola Tesla.
Wasn't Thomas Edison here first?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just telling you what I read on Facebook. He allegedly created a light bulb.
Yeah.
Yeah, electric power generation. Okay, so I was kind of close.
If you say so.
Well, I think he also invented cabbage.
You think he also? Why don't you look it up since you're looking him up? Who created cabbage? Look at what we're looking up on a fucking bonus episode, yo. Like, should I even put this shit out? We're looking up who invented cabbage
yo,
on a fucking bonus episode.
Yo, it was definitely not Thomas.
The question is,
it was the ancient Egyptians.
I was about to say, was it even created? Like, is it one of those crossbred plants, or
in the East, cabbage is used since.
Who gives a fuck? Well, I don't even like cabbage.
Thanks.
Well, I don't either. But I thought Thomas Edison invented it.
Oh, you were wrong.
He had to do something with cabbage, dude.
So you didn't like, you know, like Cardi B's nipple?
I did not like Cardi B's nipple, dude.
You was complaining about the nipple earlier. Did you see Cardi B's nipples?
I did not.
You should. But, like, nah.
Well, the way I saw it, I didn't think it was real. Like, I didn't even think it was really her. Like, because Edwin had photoshopped himself in the picture with her like they were FaceTiming. So I thought the whole thing was fake. Like, I was like, is that even, like, really her? But
that's funny.
Man,
I didn't like them,
but
dude.
Then I found out people were talking about her titties. I'm like, okay, so that was actually her picture.
I want to know how you get fucked up and accidentally do that. That don't make sense to me.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we talked about it here, but LeBron James' son put a video up of him smoking weed. Did you hear about that?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, 16-year-old son posted a video on Instagram of him smoking weed. And somehow that was supposed to be an accident, but, I mean, he wasn't accidentally videoing. Like, it might have been accidentally posted or some shit, I don't know. But his dad was in the NBA bubble, which means he couldn't leave. Because they were, like, to finish their games, they were basically quarantining players with just each other.
So what happened overall?
Well, we don't know yet. LeBron James just got to go home the other night. We haven't heard if... You
damn,
know,
dude. He didn't get to go home.
No.
That's what you just said.
Yeah. So he finally got to go home the other night. We have not... It has not been confirmed nor denied if DSS had to be called out to home.
At least it's not confirmed.
Nor denied.
Dude, if you could be mummified, would you be?
I don't think it's been asked either, just on that. But if I could be mummified, like, what's the purpose? Probably not. Nah. That's a little creepy, ain't it? Just be mummified. Like, why? Not coming back.
What better way to go out? Me personally, I want to be cremated, but, like.
I just want to be buried straight into the ground. Okay, no casket. But that's not realistic. So, like, a wooden casket's possible.
Why is that not realistic?
I would assume that's not legal.
Why wouldn't it be legal?
Just, you know, the U.S. and the laws. I figured it might be a sanitary thing.
Dude, okay, so marriage is kind of like the same thing as death, right?
Sort of. I see where you're going.
So, like, you can legally be married.
Comic relief. Comic
you
relief.
Can,
here you go.
You can legally be married.
Comic relief.
Without have a wedding.
Put the mic in front of you. Don't be such a pansy.
So why wouldn't you be able to get buried without a casket?
I'm just saying it's probably a sanitary thing.
Why? So you don't biodegrade into the earth?
Exactly.
Why?
Because America.
Don't that fuck a lot of atheists up? Don't they believe you turn into trees and shit?
Maybe. I guess. I don't know. No, atheists don't really believe in anything. There might be some that believe in some shit like that, but if you believe in, like, reincarnation, then don't you believe in something?
I feel like if you think it's a reincarnation, you probably might think we're in a simulation.
I don't know what you might think, but damn, I think of atheists as just not believing in anything.
Well, What can you do?
Nobody in here is atheist to tell us for sure.
Poop.
So nobody in here is atheist to tell us for sure.
I'm not.
Stephanie, you atheist?
Negative.
In high school, I swore poop. Stephanie was atheist.
I was not atheist.
You were?
No.
Yeah, I think you were.
I was not atheist in high school.
Your friend told me you were.
So it's definitely poop. Half emo.
I was not even emo.
So you were basically like.
No, I consider myself to be like agnostic.
Were you saying?
I don't necessarily believe in religion itself, but I believe in a higher power.
Is that what agnostic means?
Like, not
It's not like a belief, I don't think. I think it's more like. But yeah, it's pretty much that, though. It's just saying, like, you. Saying that you think that there's probably a God, a higher power. Like, you don't believe in any of the religions. That's pretty much it.
I learned something new today.
Learn something new every day if you ain't. Are you growing?
Now, when I was in high school, though, I was more of a, like, Christian. Because that was before I really understood certain shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this shit is.
Speak up.
You said shit.
Shit.
Poop.
Yeah, poop. I just mean in general. I didn't mean restart. I don't know, man. I ain't got shit to talk about tonight.
You know what poop is?
Why do you keep talking about poop? I don't care why you keep talking about poop. Let's stop talking about poop.
I got a bone to pick with him saying that marriage is sort of like death.
Is it not? I've heard. I feel like once you get married, and I'm quoting somebody, it's not my words, but like I can see it. When you say till death do us part, it turns into a goal. Is that what it's like?
It turns into a goal.
I mean,
I'm just.
Saying that's a negative thing, yeah.
I'm just.
Yeah. I mean, it is, yeah. Because, like, you're committing the rest of your life to this one person. That's what it is.
Because, like, I thought it was supposed to be, like, a bad thing, but I was saying how this sounds like a bad thing.
Yeah, it's really not a bad thing.
Death is your goal to get out of marriage?
Oh, okay. Death is the goal. So you're saying.
Oh, I misunderstood that whole question. What the fuck? No.
Yeah, y'all made it awkward, dude. I tried to make a joke, and then it just turned awkward.
Oh, well, you should have played it better, because I've actually heard that joke played better. Now that I think about it.
Yeah. You know who it was?
I can't remember.
It was Jeff Dunham.
Oh, okay. Delivery, man. It's all about delivery. That's why you should watch more stand-up. I don't understand why you don't like it.
Because, like, it's...
But you'll laugh at some whack shit about some pigs.
Yo, that shit is hilarious. Y'all have no sense of humor for that.
I have a great sense of humor.
Nah, man. Because, yo, okay, close your eyes, dude. Stephanie, close your eyes. Picture this shit, okay? Hold on. I'm about to read this shit.
You gonna read it in old English accent?
Yes.
You have an old English accent?
I'm about to. I gotta take my... Okay, now, you guys close your eyes, all right, and picture two cartoon pigs, one of which is wearing a crown and they're eating oats, okay? Y'all doing it? Brother, may I have some of your oats? No. I'm starving, brother. As am I, brother. The tall, skinny figure has thrown the oats at me. Me, brother. I believe they have taken a liking to me. And then it just goes on. That's just not funny, dude. Cartoon pigs talking in old English accents.
That's
like,
not at all what it was. Some shit you made up. Then you wanted everybody to see what you saw.
But I told you about it, dude.
Yeah, well, but I just see two pigs. Like one logical, the other one dumb.
How was he dumb? Which one was dumb, dude?
The one that just like wanted to go to the barn. They don't even know it's a slaughterhouse. And I was like, nah, bro. Don't do it, bro. They're trying to fatten you up, bro.
That's some funny shit, dude.
It's not that funny.
That is high quality humor, man, let me tell you. Yo, you know there are aliens in Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Did you really?
There's a whole mission with aliens and shit. Or it might be a side mission.
You said we're going back to the moon.
Oh, yeah. By 2024?
Yeah.
Supposed to be going to the moon for the first time? That's what's up.
You think we went before?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe we went.
Oh, the first woman will be on the moon.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, dude.
How do you feel about it, Stephanie? First woman's going on the moon and it's not you.
Does that make you feel weak or powerful?
I think that's pretty dope.
Where,
hell
so
yeah.
No,
why would I hate on that?
Because don't you want to go to the moon? Because
girls be doing that.
I don't have the ability to go to the moon. I want to.
Okay, fuck that woman and her abilities.
Yo, she's not competition. She's just showing you that it's possible.
I see that.
Nah, why don't you see it as competition?
You'll be the next one in Mars.
Because we're going to pit women against each other.
Yo, which one can get to the moon first? I dig it, dude. Yo, that's how I'm going to find my wife.
I'm being a little bit sarcastic because, I mean, that's, they say that's how damn people are about women in rap. I kind of see it. So I was just kind of doing it in a different field. Field of getting to the moon. The field of rocket science. Shit.
If you can successfully make it to the moon and back, you deem yourself worthy of having my kids.
If we can successfully pit women against each other in every field, they'll just kind of weed themselves out because they'll ruin work and get themselves fired. And they love drama. So.
I'm too high to understand what you're saying, dude, but like it sounds
I'm
sexist.
Saying,
like,
it is. I'm saying they're going to feed right into it. They're going to feed right into that drama that you created for them. And then it's going to ruin them.
Yo, John F. Kennedy really died.
You don't say.
I do say, because he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's who you sent me the picture of, right?
Yeah, and did you know Ray Charles was dead?
Yeah.
Dude, he is, bro.
He'd be over 100 years old now if he wasn't.
What? Right now?
I think. Am I tripping? Because I think he was pretty
old
when he died. When did he die? Pretty sure he's still alive when the movie came out, though.
He died in 2004. And he was born in 1947.
1947.
Oh, man.
Actually, he wasn't as old as I thought he was when he died.
Dude, I can't believe he's dead, man. Yo, I heard I heard rumors of Stevie Wonder not knowing that he was African. Is that true?
So, I don't know. Have you ever heard the rumors of him not really being blind?
No. So, is that a thing?
Yeah, some people think that he really might not be blind.
What about Ray Charles? Did that ever come out about him?
Not that I've ever heard.
You think Bill Cosby raped the people?
Maybe. He's been convicted.
Or do you think Michael Jackson did?
Part of me really thinks he did. But part of me really wonders if he was just a really weird person that just wanted to be a kid.
Word. Do you agree
with
this?
That's his claim, right? What if that's real? Like, what if he really was just kind of weird and just wanted to be a kid? I mean, I don't think that's how his claim went, but his claim was it was innocent.
Yeah, so that's kind of like when people dress up as babies when they fuck.
I guess.
Word. You think R. Kelly really did pee on the kid? Do you feel like that?
Oh, yeah. R. Kelly's a sicko. I think he likes him. You know.
Did it ruin his music for you?
I mean, I don't really fuck with a whole lot of R&B anyways, but I still fuck with some of his features and like the...
Trapped in the Closet, dude. You ever seen that?
Nah. But in the Closet. I have seen Trapped in the Drive-Thru. That's pretty.
Is that R. Kelly?
No.
Never seen it.
Who is it? Is it Weird Al or is it somebody else?
Oh, yeah, I think we talked about that. I think it is Weird Al. Yeah, I saw this video of these people pulling through the drive-thru and they ordered an ice cream cone. When they got the ice cream cone, they just threw it in the worker's face. And I was like, that's mean as fuck, but, like, from the outside, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, kind of funny watching the video. I know what you mean. I've seen them. But that became a thing, and that's like, I would fight somebody.
I would too, dude. I would come out that window. Dude, I would be... Dude, I'll be in their car before they got a chance. I'm average size, but I'm on the smaller side of average size. So, dude, I'll go through that window. No, I am average, just on the low side of it.
I'm an average little man?
No. I'm an average man.
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
The night, my bed covers, my eyelids, my brain, my consciousness.
Are you one of those that like lays awake for a while, can't fall asleep?
No. Dude, yeah. I'd be passing out. Why?
Yeah. Cause I don't know, that's just kind of weird to me. Like, I'd be falling asleep. But, might be about 10, 15 minutes at most.
I watch TV. I was about to say I watch music. Dude, I watch TV until, like, my eyes get heavy and I turn it off and pass out.
That is the best way to do it. I like to sit on the couch till I doze.
But you still gotta...
I tried to watch, last night I tried to watch Dracula from 1931.
Word.
Hell yeah. I do want to finish it, even though it's kind of corny. But I kept dozing during that.
Dude, night. I don't know, man. I haven't got to that stage in my life yet where I appreciate black and white movies.
This is my first time trying it.
How is it?
It's okay. Just corny.
Word. You ever seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
No, she told me it was whack, so I didn't click on it.
What?
This shit is whack.
You're whack.
So I should watch it.
Yeah, dude. You definitely should watch it. I like it. It's corny, but that shit is tight, dude.
Alright, I'm gonna try it. I'll tell you how little I
feel. If you don't like it, I feel like it's because you never watched it when you were younger. That's kind of why I like it.
Fair. If I don't but like it, can I slap you in the face?
No.
Kind of want a Cody do.
Yeah, that was on different circumstances, dude. I got to pour a shitload of hot sauce in his mouth without him knowing what it was. And he spit it on your floor, and it was funny, and it was worth it. And it really hurt my neck more than anything.
That was hilarious. I wonder why you let him smack you. Like, he fell for it. Ain't that part of a prank?
Yeah, but on the sole reason that it was agreed upon. And I really wanted to do it. Like, I knew what I was in for, but I really wanted to pour hot sauce in his mouth.
Such a dick.
Nah, dude, he agreed to it.
What's the worst prank that's ever been done to you?
Honestly, dude, the worst thing, and I don't even know if it's a prank, but somebody put a cigarette out on me when I was asleep.
Oh, shit. Who's a dickhead? What about you? What's the worst prank ever done to you? Mine would be whack. Like, are you awake?
Honestly, I guess my face being drew on while I was asleep.
Yeah.
See, I peed on somebody
see,
before.
Mine would be whack like that too, but.
Yo, the paper plate and the poop was the funniest thing ever, bro.
But the worst thing that really happened to me poop. Was down. I didn't have a change of clothes and dude put eggs in my pockets while I was asleep. I rolled over on
Yeah, that's like, funny.
It's not that bad either.
Yo, I jacked off on a pair of sweatpants one time. And me and Mason were going to the mall and he didn't have nothing to wear. He's like, what is that? I was like, dude, I dribbled some milk on it the other night. I'm like, all right. That's what it is. I was like, yeah. So we went. I was like, dude, to be real, that's cum. Dude, he was so mad at me, but bro, I was so entertained the whole time, dude.
You told him in time for him to walk around in them and know it.
Dude, I remember exactly what I told him. As soon as we walked in, we went down the escalators, and that's when I was like, yo, bro, check this shit out.
We're here now.
We're here now, man. Dude, and I don't care.
All, so it's not like you can just like buy something cheap real quick.
Nah, dude, and we were younger. We were going there to walk around and hang out.
Yeah.
So, you know, be like that, though.
That's funny.
I burned some of somebody's eyebrow off. Dude, we were camping at the Discover Island Water Park, and I threw, like, some hay next to this dude's face and squirted lighter fluid on it and lit it, and it just so happened to, like, get over in his face a little bit. That shit was funny, too.
I just don't think it was a prank. My sister put Vicks vapor rub on my eyes while I was asleep.
That sounds awful.
It was.
That
it
sounds
was
fucking
prank.
Awful,
it was just
dude.
To do it.
That really sounds awful. I really want to prank some kids, dude. I saw a YouTube video when I was younger, and I've wanted to do it ever since, bro. Like, let them watch the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I still want to send a bucket of shit to somebody.
Dude,
yo.
Do that. Yo.
That was funny.
I wonder if she got it. Oh, my gosh. So, yo, this bitch was rude, and I sent gorilla poop to her.
That's hilarious.
Dude, and it was only like $26, $30-ish.
That's dope that that's like a thing.
Right. Yeah. You can send chocolate dicks to say eat a dick.
I want to send poop to somebody.
You can send glitter boxes. You should, bro.
I don't think I have anybody send poop to. Like,
yeah, just.
I just kind of like want to do it like.
Dude, it'll be anonymous, so like.
I feel like I should do it to Ashton.
You definitely should.
And then eventually tell her I did it.
Dude.
Yeah, that's the best part.
I'll go in on it with you.
But I would let her wonder for a while first, like see if it hits the family group chat. And
dude, I'll go in on it with you.
A great prank.
And now if she listens to this podcast.
Good thing my family don't really listen.
Yo, fuck that, dude. You could just do it to the neighbor.
Why the neighbor?
Why not?
Why?
Why not? It'll be anonymous.
She don't do nothing to bother us.
Well, okay. It doesn't have to be her.
Yeah,
you have other neighbors.
Of a couple of them.
And there's no way.
That's funny shit, though. Didn't.
Dude, you can sing glitter boxes, too.
I already wrapped this up.
Yeah.
Gonna fall
oh,
asleep.
Hold on. All right. One more thing, dude. All right. What? The more you leave behind, the more you take. What am I? The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Breadcrumbs.
Close. Poop.
What?
The more you take, the more you leave behind. The more shits you take, the more shit you leave behind. Dude, and poop, the breadcrumbs was poop, dude. Poop was the trail of breadcrumbs leading up to this question. And I've been telling y'all the answer this whole time. Y'all ain't heard me just casually saying
was,
poop.
I thought it was breadcrumbs. You've been casually saying breadcrumbs.
That was a hint towards the word poop.
I was never, you know, wordplay was never my thing. No, I was good at math until they threw words in it.
Satan.
Yeah, this has been another bonus episode. Be sure to follow us at the OS Pod on pretty much everything. At JP's Groove for JP.
JP's Groove.
And we are out.
Yeah. Later.